Welcome back to Radio Islam International. Time right now is 10 minutes past 6 o'clock. We are just trying to get hold of our three contestants. Maulana Kara, we had them on the line, but unfortunately, due to technical glitches, we are unable to get them, put them on air. So our technicians are trying to get them online. Maulana, this afternoon we did test it also. We had few trial runs. Even our ulama Nasir with Maulana Bilal Mullah went off very well. There was no issues. But I think someone's making jadu. What you think, Maulana Kara?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First make salam with me, Mali Saif Sahab. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you. And yes, jazakallah for asking. We are quite well with your du'as. You were saying, gee, Mali Saif Sahab, unfortunately today we're having another technical problems. It was, I think, sorted out today, but unfortunately something's not going right here. Inshallah, our technical guys are working on it, inshallah, within a few minutes' time. Hopefully, we should be on with the quiz. And what is Shaykh Saab, you know, regarding this, we come into the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. Again, to listeners, you know, from tomorrow onwards, during the odd nights of the month of Ramadan, there will not be any quiz. During the odd nights of the month of Ramadan, there will not be any quiz, because myself and Mali Shaykh Saab, we're going to be exerting ourselves a lot in Ibadat, inshallah. So please do not disturb, Mali Shaykh.
MashaAllah, gee, as I said yesterday, that I will be, inshallah, holding your kurta, walking behind you, and then we'll sit in one corner of the masjid. Not sure if you have chosen Masjid Bilal already, but any other masjid will sit there, and inshallah, this is our intention to sit and make ibadat the entire night. I remember last year, 2 years ago also, that you promised me, inshallah, we'll go one of the nights, one of the odd nights, to Hazrat Mufti Sayyid Mutara Sahib Damat Barakatuhum's Khanqah in Azadwal, and then I waited, you didn't take us, and then one day, myself and Mufti Musaji and Mawla Daya, last year we went to Darul Zakaria, and we sat in Mawla Shabbir Saluji Sahib Damat Barakatuhum's Khanqah. So, I'm still waiting, Maulana. You promised me 2 years ago or 3 years ago, you go during the day quietly and benefit yourself, but you deprive us.
Inshallah, this year, yes, we're going to be going, inshallah, al-Aziz, together to the ulama kiram, listening to the advices, Maulana Swaib Saab, you know, wallahi, oceans of knowledge, you know, sitting there with these akamirin, just a few minutes, subhanAllah, really the words of wisdom, you learn so much. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, granim jazai khair, inshallah. And Maulana Swaib Saab, many, many programs taking place in Lanesha, Zadwell, different places, inshallah, in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So let's go there, inshallah, al-Aziz, and try to benefit Maulana Swaib Saab. Also regarding this, we come into the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan, Mali Swaib, you know, it's subhanAllah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about this to be khayru min alfi shahrin, the better, it's a night better than 1,000 months, and tanazzalu al-malaikatu wal-ruhu fiha bi-idhni rabbihim min kulli amrin salam, ya hatta matna'i al-fajr di malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam, they sent the permission of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Mala Swaib, subhanAllah, it's such a mubarak time, inshallah, you know, as Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, mahalith as well, that was the start of the last 10 days of Ramadan. The Nabi of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is to make salah the entire night, make ibadat of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire night, and used to keep his family awake for the salah. And you know, man qama lil qadr imanun ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi. And the hadith further mentions also that a person who stands in the voluntary salat of Ramadan, month of Ramadan, out of iman and sincere hope from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbihi, all his previous gunas and sins will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanallah, there is such immense rewards are to be gained during these mubarak last 10 days, inshallah. How can we afford to miss out on them? And Allah forgive us, who is to say that we will live to see the next Ramadan. So inshallah, let's make the best of, you know, these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. And if you cannot manage all of the 10 nights, like Mali Saib Saab, you know, just can't leave his wife alone, then Mali Saib, then as many as we can, inshallah, maybe every alternate night, every alternate day, stay with your wife. The other day, inshallah, spend some time, especially the odd numbered nights, 21, 25, 27, and 29, inshallah. So we have time to listen. There is also have a plan. There is a saying that a person who fails to plan, plans to fail. So inshallah, that's it's a lovely quote, Mali Saib Saab. Say it again, my brother.
A person who fails to plan, plans to fail.
Exactly, my brother. A person who fails to plan, plans to fail. So inshallah, let's create a, you know, an ibadat plan so we can use it to maximize these mubarak blessed 10 nights. Allah give us all the understanding.
Gee, very, very important point you mentioned, Maulana Kara, that let's seize the opportunity. We're not sure, we are not guaranteed, no one is guaranteed until including yourself, Mawlana Kara, that will be alive next year, and you will witness another month of Ramadan. So while we have this opportunity, while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us respite, let's derive maximum benefit. It's only once a year, Mawlana Kara, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the month of Ramadan. So let's try and exert ourselves, and let's exert in ibadat. Let's increase our ibadat, especially in these last few days and few nights that we have. Let's dedicate it and devote it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time right now is 16 minutes past 6 o'clock. Mawlana Kara, in meantime, we have two callers, and our engineer will try and get the third caller as well. But let's commence with these two callers already that we have. Let's start, Mawlana Kara.
All right, let's welcome our contestant. Inshallah, we have our first contestant, anonymous caller from Indonesia. Apa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Apa.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
All right, mashallah, at least we are back onto the quiz. We have our first contestant on the line. Apa, just clarification sake, you're calling from Indonesia, eh?
Yes.
All right, mashallah, jazakumullah. Anonymous, eh?
Yes.
All right, jazakumullah. First time you're contesting?
Yes.
Jazakumullah. Any questions? We're going to go with the quiz, Apa. We have limited time. And all right, let's start off with the qualifying question, okay, Apa? You know, we all learning. What is the motto of this competition?
Are we all learning?
Yes, Ji, that is correct. MashaAllah. The motto of this quiz is, what is Faith Sahab?
We are all learning.
We are all learning, Ji. So, Apa, we are all learning. So, can I ask you a question so we all can learn? Malik Saif Sahib, you can also help me, my brother. What is correct? Which is correct to say? The yolk of the egg are white, or the yolk of the egg is white? English,
is
Apa.
White.
Is white. Malik Saif Sahib?
It's yellow, Mawlana Kara.
Yeah,
I'm
clever.
Sorry, is yellow.
Gee, the yolk of the egg is yellow, it's not white. Malik Saif Sahib, clever boy, gee. Apa, if you do see a yolk of the egg that is white, please send it to Radio Islam International.
Oh,
we would like to send it to the forensic department so we can investigate where this yolk comes from, gee. Apa, are you ready for the contest?
Gee.
All right. Here goes the quiz. 7 questions, 60 seconds to answer.
Gee.
Okay, engineer Saab, my brother. I think he's just having iftar. You broke your fast, my brother, gee. He's just broken his fast. Anyway. Hijr is another name for 1 Tihama, 2 Wadi al-Qura, or 3 Hijaz.
Number 3.
How do you spell the word prestigious?
P-R-E-S-T-I-G. O-U-E-O-U-S.
Among the signs of Qiyamah is that Amanat will be treated as 1 Burden, 2 Prophet, 3 Booty.
Number 2.
What is the capital of Mauritius?
Pass.
Where did Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi compile his famous book called 1 Makkah, 2 Baghdad, 3 Cairo?
Number 2.
In which city would you find the Statue of Liberty?
New York.
Where was Hijr, the place where the Thamud lived? 1 between Makkah and Sana'a, 2 between Medina and Tabuk, or 3 between Medina and Sham?
Number 3.
MashaAllah. All right, the gong's going, and okay, thank you. We have only safe sub. How many correct? You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 incorrect.
I was wondering what happened with my score sheet here.
Gee, Apa?
But then it's the other way around.
Apa also thought you got 5 correct. No, Apa, it's 5 in. Sorry, it's my fault, Apa. I didn't, sum up this whole thing properly. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 incorrect. You have 2 correct, Apa, okay?
Jazakallah
for contesting, Apa. We'll come back to you in a bit with you, inshallah.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jibali Swaib Sahib, my brother. Hijr is another name for 1 Tihama, 2 Wadi al-Qurra, or 3 Hijaz. The answer there is Wadi al-Qurra. Number 2, how do you spell the word prestigious? Prestigious. P-R-E-S-T-I-G-I-O-U-S.
Sister almost had it. She just...
She used the word G-E. It's not G-E, Apa. It's G-I-O-U-S. Jazakumullah. Among the signs of Qiyamah is that Amanah will be treated as 1 booty, 2 profit, or 3 booty, burden, profit, or booty. The answer there is booty. What is the capital of Mauritius? What is the capital of Mauritius? It is Port Louis. When it shapes up, we'll go there inshallah one day.
Inshallah.
Not for holiday, for Jamaat, my brother. What do you say for holiday?
No, Jamaat.
Jamaat, ji. Where did Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi compile his famous book called Al-Umm? 1, Makkah, 2, Baghdad, 3, Cairo. The answer there is 3, Cairo. In which United States city would you find the Statue of Liberty? The answer there is New York. The last question was, where was Hijr, the place where the Thamud lived? One, between Makkah Mukarramah and Sana'a. Two, between Medina Munawwara and Tabuk. Or three, between Medina Sharif and Sham. The answer there is between Medina and Sham. Jazakumullah for that. So contestant number one has got Lanesha, female. She's got two right, Malaysia. Let's welcome our second contestant from...
No, don't...
Jump the gun.
Yes, that's the words I was looking for. What happens is we're going to try and get one caller at a time. So inshallah, we'll just go for a short break when we return.
All right, before we take a break, Wali Saif Sahab, again, like just to remind our listeners, the motto of this competition is that we are all learning, my brother. Let me ask you a question. We're all learning. One or two questions, my brother, just to put your thinking caps on as well.
I'm prepared for that.
You're prepared for it, my friend. Put your computer away as well. Put your laptop away, your cell phone, my brother. This is general knowledge question. Okay. Before Mount Everest was discovered, what was the highest mountain in the world?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, Manakara. It was still Mount Everest. The reason for that, it was discovered later on, but it was still in existence.
Right, thank you for that, G. You have it right, mashallah. Anyway... he's on one on top of me today, but anyway, inshallah, we'll get him later on. Malaysia, if some jazakumullah, we're going to be taking a short break.
No, I don't want to ask more, Malankara. The motto is we're all learning. Let the listeners learn also.
All right. Let's think of one quickly, Malaysia, if some. Okay, this one's going to get you, my brother. Johnny's mother had three children. The first child was named April, second child was named May. What was the third child's name?
Johnny.
All right, anyway, this guy is sharp. Anyway, Hafiz Ismail, can we continue, my brother? Today is one on top of me. We have our next contestant on the line. No, not as yet. We're taking a short break, inshallah. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the second contestant. Stay tuned.
الصبح بدأ من طلعته والليل دجى من وفرته فأقر رسلا حضنا وعلا عهد السبلا بدلالته
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, the listeners, welcome back. We apologize for the delay once again. Yes, some technical problems. The engineers are busy on it. Allah reward them for that. And yes, Malana Pirali is also trying to work it out, Brother Zunaid Khan. And Malana Pirali has got his, mashallah, his big, it's not a cap on it, something else on. I don't know. It was made in Taiwan and sewn in Japan. We have our second contestant, Mali Shaiba. We correct. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah. How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah. Allah shukr.
MashaAllah. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Robertsham.
Oh, you're calling from Robertsham?
Yes.
And the lovely name is?
Anonymous.
Tell us your name, my brother.
Ahmad.
I'm not Ahmad. Ahmad. Ahmad who, my brother?
Ahmad Bilal.
Ahmad Bilal.
Yeah.
All right, mashallah. Beautiful name, Ahmed Bilal. Ahmed Bilal, see, my brother. Ahmed, I'm going to ask you one question, my brother, before we continue. Yeah. All right, Pandit Sahib, we're running out of time. Okay, we've got to keep it short. But very, very quickly, my friend, you tell me a qualifying question. What is the speed limit on South African highways?
120 maximum.
What is the speed limit on South African highways, Sheikh Piralik? Maybe you can answer this question. Think again, my brother. What is the speed limit on South African highways? 120.
120.
Or is it 100?
120 maximum.
Not 120 maximum. It's 100 rand, my brother.
100 rand.
Don't try it, okay?
MashaAllah.
All right, here goes the course, and Mali Shaib is going to answer the question. Mali Shaib, Sam Jazakumallah. Over to you, my brother.
Kara, you in a good mood of asking questions, so let's proceed with the questions.
Right, Jazakumallah. My brother, here goes your question. You have to answer very quickly. You got 7 questions, and you got about 9 seconds, because we have to all go for Tarawih Namaz, okay, my brother?
Inshallah.
No, 60 seconds.
60 seconds, okay, it's fine, 60 seconds. We'll delay Namaz today. Anyway, the Quran refers to this tyrant as the man of stakes or the man of nails. Is he 1, Qarun, 2, Haman, 3, Fir'aun?
Number 2.
How do you spell the word unequivocal? Unequivocal.
Unequivocal?
Yeah.
Unequivocal. Partner.
A sign of Qiyamah is that Zakat will be treated as 1, a penalty, 2, burden, 3, inconvenience.
Three.
What is the capital of Mali?
Mali, Pasna.
In what year did Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullahi pass away? 1, 204 after Hijrah, 2, 206 after Hijrah, or 3, 210 after Hijrah?
210 after Hijrah.
What is the national flower of South Africa?
Protea.
How many angels will bring Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah? 1, 70,000 times 1,000, 2, 70,000 times 10,000, or 3, 70,000 times 70,000?
70,000 times 70,000.
And 70,000 times 70,000 square root is how much, my brother?
I will get back to you later, Wolang.
Okay, my brother. Okay, think about it, okay? 70,000 times 70,000. Okay, my brother, you'll get back to us on that one. What is the national flower of South Africa? The national flower of South Africa, my brother, we are very disappointed in the answer. What is the national flower of South Africa? My friend, are you there? Ahmed?
I think he left already.
I hope we don't have another technical problem. But anyway, inshallah, he's correct, my brother. My brother is correct, Malay Sahib Sahib. You thought he's the Ratkirani. You know that one that smells nice when you go past at night, Ratkirani?
Jasmine.
Okay, Ahmed,
you call
are
it Jasmine, isn't
Ahmed?
Yes.
Are you there, my brother? We answered the question, the national flower of South Africa, what is it?
I said Protea, Mulana.
You said Protea, my brother. No, I say it is called the Ratkirani. You know the Ratkirani?
That's right.
Lovely smelling flower as well, eh?
Mashallah, flower.
Yeah, soft, my brother. Okay. Ahmed, mashallah, you have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 incorrect.
Ah! Incorrect.
No, but anyway, inshallah, we all learning, my brother. You done quite well. You got 2 correct, okay, my friend?
Inshallah.
Ahmed, you're going to call us again, inshallah, right?
Inshallah.
Okay, my brother. Jazakumallah. Okay. Nice talking to you. All the best. And make dua for us, okay?
Ameen.
And learn spelling unequivocal. You know, you're going to get back to us on that one also. Okay. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Malaysia Shaykh Sahib, would you kindly and humbly go through the questions and the answers, Ji,
the first question that you asked was, the Quran refers to the tyrant as the man of stake or man of nails. Is he Qarun, Haman, or Fir'aun? The correct answer is...
Qarun.
Is it better? The correct answer is Fir'aun. Then a sign of Qiyamah is that Zakat will be treated as a number 1 penalty, number 2 burden, or number 3 inconvenience. And the correct answer is penalty. And number next question we ask is, what is the capital of Mali? It's Bamako. Is that how you pronounce it, Monakar?
G.
Then the next question was, in what year did Imam Shafi'i Rahmatullah Ali passed away? Option 1 is 204 AH, 206AH or 210AH. The correct answer we were looking for is 204AH, Molana Kara. What is the national flower of South Africa? It's not Ratki Rani, Molana Kara. It's the King of Protea, the King Protea. That's the South African cricket side is known as Proteas, Molana. That's the reason. How many angels will bring Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah? And the correct answer is 70,000 times 70,000.
Thousand with a TH, not thousand, Malisha. Jazakumullah, we are learning. Motto is we are all learning. Gee, Brother Ibrahim Shah is also here, mashallah, looking like, you know, he's from the IT department here with his glasses. And very quickly, my brother, the motto of this competition is we are all learning. How do you spell the word unequivocal, Brother Shah? Try it, my brother G. Unequivocal. Try, my brother. Try, inshallah.
You'll never get it right, Mama.
No, it's going to try it, yes it?
Well, Kara, you spell for me.
It's UNEQUIVOCAL. All right, anyway, lucky we never asked Malana Pirari to spell. Anyway, let's go with our third contestant. I think thumbs up from the engineer. MashaAllah, we do have our third contestant on the line. And it's already 20 to 7, very, very late today. But anyway, inshallah, Jazakallah for bearing with us. We had some technical glitches. Third caller is there. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, my brother?
Alhamdulillah, yourself, Molana.
Alhamdulillah. Where are you calling from, my brother?
From Lens.
From Lens?
Yes.
MashaAllah. Which street extension familiarize yourself with us?
Very nearby. Maybe you must come have some tea or ice cream with me.
Yeah, tea will be nice, my brother. Tea and a braai.
No problem.
Okay, my friend. Just very quickly, what's your name, my brother?
Abu Muhammad.
Abu Muhammad. You have one son, Abu.
No, my son's name Muhammad.
Oh, sorry.
I'm Abu.
Oh, you Abu and your son is Muhammad.
No.
So it's Abu Muhammad. Maaf for that. That's a bit confused today, my brother.
Please don't ask any qualifying questions. Can you proceed? I think he qualifies already.
He qualifies already.
Yeah.
My brother, Mali Saif, is going to ask you the questions. Abu Muhammad, Jazakallah, my brother. All the luck, inshallah, okay?
Inshallah,
Jazakallah, my friend.
Gee, Abu Muhammad, any questions before we proceed?
No question.
Okay, question number one. With how many thousand bridles will Jahannam be brought on the day of Qiyamah? Number one, 70, number two, 75, or number three, 100?
70.
How do you spell the word strenuous?
Strenuous.
Hmm.
Strainous.
The appointment of which of the following as leaders is also a sign of Qiyamah? Number one, an illiterate person. Number two, an inexperienced person. Or number three, a shameful person?
Probably an illiterate person or ignorant person.
What are unseen Egyptian kings called?
Pharaohs.
With regards to archery, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi would hit the target in how many shots out of 10? Number one, 7, number two, 9, or number three, 10?
10 out of 10.
What is the capital of Mexico?
Mexico City.
In Surah Balad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath in the name of which city? Number one, Mecca. Number two, Medina. Number three, Baitul Muqaddas.
The city of Mecca.
MashaAllah, my brother, MashaAllah. Let's see how many you got right. 1, 2, 3, 4 right. And Abu Muhammad is the winner for today, Mali Saif, sir.
Yes, indeed. Our other two contestants had 2 out of 7, but Abu Muhammad, I think we need to go there for tea now.
No problem.
Yeah, we're going to have to come for tea and lekker chops and tea, my brother.
No
okay.
Problem, Molana Kara and Molana Lasagna both can come.
You want to just give us the phone numbers and addresses on the radio now, my brother, in case we lose you?
No, we do have the contact details on
Molana Kara. Oh, okay, I thought you can just give it to us now, in case we lose you, my brother.
No problem, I'll deliver the tea for you.
Okay. Abu Muhammad, Jazakallah, my friend, you have 4 right. MashaAllah, you in the finals of this third week of the Ramadan finals, okay, my brother?
Ameen, Jazakallah.
Well done, my brother. Amen. Take care, request for dua. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Can you just go through the questions and the answers, my brother, please?
Gee, we're all learning. With how many thousand bridles would Jahannam be brought on the day of Qiyamah? Number 170, number 275, number 300. What's wrong, Monakai? Why are you so unsettled? What's wrong with you?
When I see Brother Ibrahim Shah and Manapirali walking around me, I get scared.
You're just turning around, jumping up and down. They're so far away from you and you're jumping up and down. Relax, I'm here. Don't worry. I'll protect you, inshallah. So the correct answer was 70,000, Molana Kara. Then how do you spell the word strenuous? Brother spelled it incorrectly. It's S-T-R-E-N-U-O-U-S. OUS, that is 3 years. The appointment of which of the following as leader is also a sign of Qiyamah? Number one, an illiterate person. Number two, an inexperienced person. And number three, a shameful person. The correct answer we were looking for is shameful person, Mulana Kara. Then what's the ancient Egyptian kings called? Brother says pharaohs, which is 100% correct.
Can I say the question again, my brother?
What are ancient Egyptian kings called? Is
okay.
It correct?
It's incorrect, but go ahead, my brother.
You can't find any fault in those.
No,
nonetheless, let's carry on. With regards to archery, Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi would hit the target in how many shots out of 10, Mulana Kara? It's not with your gun, with an archer, with an bow and arrow. So number one, 7, 9 or 10? 9 out of 10.
MashaAllah, imagine 9 out of 10 shots. You know, he was a master archer, G. SubhanAllah. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi.
What is the capital of Mexico? And the capital of Mexico is Mexico City. In Surah Balad, Allah takes an oath in the name of which city? And the correct answer is Makkatul Mukarramah, Mulana Kara.
MashaAllah. JazakumAllah. Well done to the contestants again. Again, we apologize for the delay and for the technical glitches. Our first caller, 2 right. Second caller, my brother from Robertson, 2 right as well. Third caller, brother Abu Muhammad from Malaysia, is the winner, mashallah, and he qualifies for the finals, inshallah, for the weekly finals. It's 6:45. You are tuned to Radio Islam International. What is safe, sir? Coming up next, inshallah, you can just tell our listeners the programs to look forward to.
Gee, we'll start off with our drama stories. Although we are about 10 minutes late, we do apologize, but a repeat of this morning's drama series will be playing. Thereafter, we'll be taking Saudi Tarawih, or before that, will be the Pillars of Strength, the tribute program, and then the Saudi Tarawih. After Saudi Tarawih, Mulana Habib Bobat will be joining you, Mulana Kara, and then after that, Mufti Ismail Menk from Cape Town, Tafsir of Mufti Ismail Menk, and then Mulana Muhammad Kara will be back in the studios of Radio Islam. That's what you can expect, Mulana Kara.
JazakumAllah, yes, listeners, it's almost time for the Isha Salah in about 50 minutes time. We find that Isha Azan will be given. Let's all proceed to the masjid, inshallah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the person who makes wudu at home and then he goes towards the house of Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he listens for every step he takes towards the masjid. Allah removes one guna, Allah forgives him one mistake, one guna, and Allah elevates his darajat and status one time, subhanAllah. Let's try to make a fresh wudu at home, inshallah, and proceed to the masjid. The Isha Salah as well as the Tarawih Namaz. Taqabbal Allah minna wa iyaakum. May Allah accept from all of us. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen.